Okay, TUK outline feedback for Lea Hauer. Just very briefly, the title is incomplete. The quality of knowledge is best measured by how many people accept it. Yeah, and then what? You have to basically, you have to discuss this claim. Okay, so just don't forget about having the complete title here. In the intro, I do not know what you mean with abettors. This word is you use please use words that are more common. Maybe you looked it up in a dictionary. Okay. In some circumstances, the quality of knowledge is determined by the number of abettors, and in other situations, it's not. Please explain what does quality of knowledge mean, okay? What are the circumstances? Okay, so just clarify this. If you already tell me that it depends on the circumstances, I want to know what are these circumstances, okay? Science claim, climate change. I think what you talk about here is the so-called the scientific consensus, okay? The question is how do you actually now know that this is a high quality knowledge? Okay, I mean, there are folks out there and say, well, it's all a big conspiracy, okay? Yeah, it's all a political, thing. Yeah, but why would you claim that the whole issue about climate change, that this is actually solid knowledge and it depends on the large number of scientists? One of the reasons could be is that different scientists have shown using different methods that it actually is taking place. Okay, so justify this a little bit. Okay, you're just saying that's it. Okay, and you're giving this as an example, but I'm asking why. Okay. Counterclaim, the geocentric model, it took a paradigm shift. I also understand it a little bit overused, the whole thing with the geocentric model and the flat earth and all these things, okay? Again, here, how do I know what the quality of knowledge is, okay? You're saying that it was not good quality knowledge to accept the geocentric model, okay? Because it's not correct, okay? Maybe our current model is not correct. I mean, there are some scientists out there who basically say, actually, the universe has, I don't know how many X dimensions, but we're just able to see three dimensions, and we're able to measure and perceive three dimensions. In reality, there are many, many more, okay? But our senses are simply not made to perceive them. Okay, so that could be. So does this actually now mean that our model that we have is of low quality? Okay, explore the whole concept more. I'm not saying that this is wrong, what you're saying, definitely not, but you've got to explore this more. Okay, are you talking about the general public? How many people of the general public accept it or not? Are you talking about how many scientists? Yeah, does it even make a difference? Okay, it took a paradigm shift. I agree. Paradigm is always good. Some TUK theory explains this more. Okay, human sciences. You can create statistics and influences a society. I think you talk about the whole thing is the observer principle, where you when you make measurements, then you actually influence that what you're measuring. Maybe I don't quite see the connection here now to the quality of knowledge. What about this? Does it mean that the more people, because of the statistics, it's more convincing for more people? Is this the reason? Are you saying that? What is it? Or simply because your sample size is so large? Yeah, but so I'm a little bit unclear what you mean here. And one of the reasons is you got to explore this more, okay? So service and experiment psychologists can derive information, create statistics. I agree. But what does this have to do with the number of people accepting it? Do you want to say that statistics are so convincing that more people accept it? I don't understand, okay? And the counterclaim, Socrates is disliked because does it even the majority can err? That's a nice starting sentence, but the question is now, actually this would be a nice sentence, some kind of quote for the introduction or something, but the point is what does this have to do with the number of people accepting some kind of a statement in the human sciences? We all know that it's also in the natural sciences, if a lot of people accept a certain theory, it does not necessarily mean that it's the correct one. I mean, it's correct until it's falsified, right? So this counterclaim here is a little bit very incomplete, okay? But generally, you got the idea, I hope. Okay, I wish you all the best. Bye-bye.